Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Gary Day of the 187th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative Day, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we had the privilege of the governor's second budget address, and this one was a little different. He even said it was going to be a little different, but it was more of a lecture than a budget address. We didn't hear a whole lot about the budget. Talk to us about what went on and your take.
This State of the State address was probably what I consider to be one of the worst that I've ever seen in my career as a state representative and as a mature adult in Pennsylvania. This Governor Wolf came out and he gave a political speech. It wasn't the speech of a leader of Pennsylvania. It was deceptive. He didn't mention taxes one time and actually implied it. And we know that he wants to raise taxes about 15 to 20 times during his speech. He talked about the need to do that, but wouldn't say that he wants to raise taxes. He was deceptive and he was political rather than being a leader of Pennsylvanians. What's bad about this is that he leads us away from compromise. You know, it was a lecture. I didn't enjoy the lecture. But when you listen to what he said and what it means to Pennsylvanians is he's leading us away from the way government is supposed to work, that we're supposed to work together and compromise. This governor is driving a wedge between all the elected officials in Harrisburg.
And he didn't mention much about the budget upcoming, maybe because we don't have one complete one done yet. I understand that that you as a representative got a copy of a document that outlined this. What in there is disturbing? You mentioned a lot of tax increases. What does he want to raise taxes on? Or is it pretty much an across-the-board thing?
It appears to me that he is trying to raise taxes on as many different groups that he feels did not support him in his election. So he's playing politics even with who he chooses to raise taxes on. Secondarily, here's what he talks about. Maybe $2.5 billion tax increase on your income, everything you earn, and your sales tax that you pay, everything you buy. And what he's doing is he's picking winners and losers there. And here's what's worse. He says that the money is for education, when in reality, only 1% of his tax increases will go there. There's the deception again. This governor is not being professional. He is being deceptive, and that's the worst type of politician. We can disagree on policy. He can say and make the argument to the people in my district that we need to raise taxes, but we need to do that in the sunshine, let the people know, and not be deceptive about it, and hide and say that the taxes are for education when, in fact, only 1% is going toward education.
Representative Day, thank you for that informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Gary Day.